This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Great shows. Great topics. Great radio. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Inside the Sound Museum tonight, your inside guide to the music industry. Now, Brian, we love to support local music.
We do.
And this guy was, back in the day, was part of Taxi Ride, the huge band, had a couple of top 10.
Get sweaty palms when you mention that name.
Top 5 albums.
Yeah.
Singles or other places touring the world. He's now solo and is working on a bit of a project called the Jason Singh Project. Welcome back, Jason Singh.
Yeah, woohoo.
G'day, Jason.
Party poppers, bang.
No, happy new year, first of all.
Thank you.
Happy new year.
Because you were last with me on the show on Friday morning show last year.
Yeah, about 8 weeks
and,
ago.
And, yeah, so you had a good Christmas and New Year?
I did. I had an amazing break for the first time in probably 20 years. I didn't work on New Year's Eve and just pulled up stumps and took the family down the beach. And I'm recharged and ready to go.
I have to say, though, because last time you were in, I made mention that you are bloody hard working because you did so many gigs last year.
We did a lot of gigs.
How many gigs did you do last year?
We did well over 250 again last year.
Oh, that's incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's not busking either. That's like setting up and
residency. You
know, there's nearly that many days in a year.
There isn't, you know, and a lot of my friends own bars and stuff, so they always just make me come and play there. And I've got my friend Adam with me as well that comes along to all the gigs. I love to play, you know. And I always go by the mentality that if you're not playing, then you're not a player. So whether it's in someone's backyard or in an arena, I'll do the gig.
Because coming from Taxi Ride in like 1996, you guys formed.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Like that.
Back in the day, three albums, you know, two which were top 10, eight top 50 singles. What a ride that must have been. Touring overseas, recording overseas.
It was pretty amazing. I mean, it really set me up with that real work ethic, because we probably did, you know, 4 years of practice before we even played one show, and that was instilled into us just to be the best we could be,
honing our skills
Like, you know, we would get together and we'd rehearse at a friend's place, we'd videotape rehearsals, watch the rehearsal back, say, oh, you've messed that up, you've done this, we'll do this better, etc. And before you know it, we're you know, in New York playing for Seymour Stein, who signed Madonna and the Talking Heads and all those amazing acts, and the rest is history.
What have you taken away from that, for your time at Taxi Ride? What have you taken away, you know, now, 2015, 2016?
From a song point of view, I think that was the thing that we did the best, I think, was don't put anything out that was not good enough. And just the work ethic, you know, we really busted it for a long time before anyone heard us, and I still do that now. You know, we although now we do a lot more gigs and have a lot more fun.
250 days a year.
Little potatoes fill the sack, my friend once.
Because you guys are back together doing live gigs again at Taxi Ride.
We are, yes.
And more gigs this year?
Yeah, we've got a few planned. We've got one on Monday, actually, in Geelong at the Festival of Sales. But, yeah, it's really fun to just hear everyone's voices together again, and it was quite amazing how easily that slipper just slid back on, you know, and before we knew it, we were playing like no time had passed at all. But,
I guess the fans want to know, after this project you're doing at the moment as a solo artist, are you going to be releasing any new material for Taxi Ride?
I haven't even had a chance to think about that
you
yet,
think about
to be
that.
Honest. Yeah, I mean, maybe we have thought about it, but, you know, the thing about Taxi Ride is we're very, very different people. All four of us. And that's the thing that the 10 years apart, that's what I learned, that it was the differences that made us special rather than everyone trying to be the same person. Whereas Adam and I are the same person, if you know what I mean. So we have that connection going on where I know what he's thinking, he knows what I'm thinking. But it was like a much more volatile experience with Taxi Ride, because you usually just wouldn't hang out with people that are that different from you.
Yeah.
But
that's
what made it incredible, you know. Like,
yeah.
That was why we were so different to everyone else.
You're right.
When Taxi Ride sort of disbanded, you went solo, and of course, Humanikin was the album back in 2013.
Yep.
Great album, great cover work.
Thank you.
On the album cover. And you're now doing a new project called the Jason Singh Project. Yep. And last year, last October, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, you released the first single called Quicksand.
Correct.
Which you're going to hear right now. More Jason Singh next on Sound Museum. Now, in studio, we have Jason Singh, singer-songwriter from Melbourne. He did his track Quicksand just before. That was the first single from a new project, the original name called the Jason Singh Project.
You can't get any more original than that, that's for sure.
Yeah,
but this is quite a cool concept. It's six singles in 12 months.
Yeah.
So I guess you write, produce, and release a track within the 8-week period.
Correct.
So there's nothing like, okay, I've got like six songs tucked away, I'm just gonna, you know, just release them out. Nah, it's all sort of on the cuff. It's sort of, and there's a video diary on your Facebook page. Yep. And the progress, writing the track, taking it to your producer, producing it, the artwork, the mixing, the video. How did you come up with this process, this idea?
It sounds full on because, six singles in 12 months.
Correct.
So how does that work? Take us through how you do one.
Okay, so originally I wanted to do a new EP every season because I'm a very seasonal kind of guy. When the sun's out, I'm happy. It's summer, I love it.
Nice.
Spring, I'm pop, I'm loving pop.
You got a bit of spring in your step.
In autumn, the leaves are falling, I'm a bit sadder, the rock music comes out of me. In winter, I'm a bit more balladeer, you know what I mean? So further to that, I thought, how do I spread out a whole year's worth of work? And then we decided to come up with one new song every 8 weeks and just showing people that are interested, fans and friends, how I go about the process. Like from the original inception of the song, where I usually will record an idea on my phone, just in the car or in the park or somewhere like this
Chinese
one.
Chinese takeaway?
Well, this one, yeah.
You can
tell that story. This one actually came up in a Chinese takeaway. And to prove it, I will play you this sound edit, right? But it's to show people the initial concept of the song, and then I'll go home into the studio and turn the cameras on and let people in, like in a portal, to see how I go from step one, which is the idea, into a style of song, and then eventually be happy with it and then take it to Adam and say, this is what I want to do with it, and then we produce it together.
Let's bring Adam in here. Adam, you produced the tracks for Jason.
I did.
And I guess with Quicksand, you're saying in the break that the end result was after about six or seven mixes.
Yeah, I think it was six or seven different versions. Like I said, it kind of started off as a morbid ballad.
Thank you, Adam.
But yeah, you know, like I said earlier, I kind of usually ask Jason, you know, what he's feeling and what he's listening to, what his inspirations are at that time.
Mm.
And, you know, we'll kind of try and develop something around that to still sound original.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess this new track, Your Love, was that hard then, I guess, with Quicksand? Was that a different process with this one?
It was hard because of the deadline that we had.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, look, I was brought up on a lot of rock music, so kind of stepping out into pop.
Yeah.
The pop genre is a very big challenge for me.
And I think it's really cool because you don't usually get a rock producer to make pop music. And I'm a pop guy and he's a rock guy. So that combination is similar to the Taxi Ride now.
It is your challenge.
You know, I'm loving every minute of it. It kind of keeps my chops up in the studio. I'm always, you know, on the internet looking at different techniques to work with and kind of stepping out of my comfort zone, which is great. Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, you can't be comfortable in the music business, I don't think, and you have to be willing to go with the flow and change and be open-minded to, you know, different styles and stuff like that. And it's only music, man.
Yeah. The video for this track, Your Love, you actually went down to South Bank, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I had the concept for the song Your Love is about realising what's right in front of you, and sometimes the obvious answer or the obvious you know, the obvious person is the one you're looking at.
It's looking right at you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where this photo, it matches what the song is about, because initially I was staring at that gun down an alleyway, and it was on a wall, and I was just taking photos of me in this alleyway, and then I said to Ian, my photographer's like, that's what I'm talking about. I'm looking at this thing here. That's the artwork that I wanted to portray. It was staring me in the face, and I was open to the idea of it, if you know what I mean. But the video concept...
The fans got involved too, didn't they?
The fans did get involved, yeah. We tried to get as many people to... Basically, the whole concept of the video is to change a world with a kiss. And I think that the kiss is just the most simple, most beautiful gesture that you could ever have as a human. So I said to Ian and everyone around me, I was like, okay, we're going to go into the city and I'm just going to walk up to random people and see if they'll kiss for me. And I took my son with me. Hi, Zeppelin, if you're listening, Dal. Hello. And Cash. Hi, Dal.
Did you get offers for people to kiss you?
I kissed a few people on the day, yeah.
Oh, lies.
They're on the editing floor.
Did you tell your wife about these kisses?
But I tell you, it's become the most amazing video. I mean, I've been in America and made videos that were, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for Taxi Ride. And this simple concept that's cost me nothing, I'm extremely proud of, because... It's just got this beauty about it, watching all these different types of people
come together.
Even like people that have been together for ages. Like there was a couple that was there, they've been together for 56 years. The gentleman was going in for open heart surgery the next day.
Mm.
And just how he spoke about his wife and, you know, putting him out of their comfort zone to say, I've got a camera, I'm going to film your kiss. It was magic.
The beautiful gesture.
I can't
gesture.
Wait till you see it.
Yeah.
And the video is out next week.
We're going to try and have it finished next week, yeah. We're putting lots of facts and information about everyone that was in the video, and I'm really excited about
finally,
it.
Finally, Jason, I guess the single's out, Your Love, on iTunes, and I guess there's more gigs coming up this year. And I guess with the next few singles, I guess any, like, collaborations or anything, any surprises?
You know, I actually have been planning single 4 to be a collaboration with my good friend Sebastian Ivanov from Beth.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
We love Seb. He's in hospital right now,
Dave,
buddy. But yeah, I mean, he's a great writer. We wrote 3 songs together on Humanican, and I just love his style and the way he writes. So I was thinking maybe to do something like that for the single 4.
Something to look forward to there.
Single 3, we've got something else going on as well, which is we're going to take a whole band into an old recording studio and press record, basically, and film, like, you know, record a song how they used to be made without any tricks. And
this, ladies and gentlemen, is the Jason Singh Project.
I haven't got too many ideas.
Amazing.
And you can follow the Jason Singh Project on his website, jasonsingh.com.au. And all on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And you can search Jason Singh, the single Your Love, and Quicksand on iTunes right now, together with the album Humanican as well. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thanks, Jason.
I didn't have to go. No, I'm staying.
We got some work to do. We got all this stuff.
Oh, boy.
Love it.
But let's play the new track. This is Jason Singh, Your Love. You enjoy.
You enjoy. Sound Museum on a Monday night.
I need your love, your love.
Join 4.9, Jason Singh, Your Love.
I need your love. Yes. How good is that?
Part 2 of the Jason Singh Project.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.